Hi, good afternoon. Can I talk to Service Cut Sector, please? My national code is 50739124. I'm calling because my wife doesn't want to use your company's phone services anymore. We're still receiving bills and paying. We sent a fax to the address that they gave us. Look, sir, it's been several days that I've been calling. I called yesterday, the day before, and 2 days before that. Please connect me to the right section. Yes, please. What number should I call? 902. Shouldn't it be 900? You mean 902 for sure? Hello, good afternoon. 50739124. She's not using this number anymore. I have sent you a fax. No, not my number, my wife's. But she's still paying. Angela Ilbalya. Yes, it's my number, 54. Yes, I have a package. Listen, listen. I have talked to the section you're mentioning. I need you to tell me what to do if I want to cut off your company's services. Yes, yes, I know. I know it's not your fault. No, no, please don't tell me. Hello, hello. Look, I passed the settled time. It's not my problem that the rules changed. The debtor list. Damn you. You know what? I'll complain against you. No, I don't care. I'm not on the account anymore. It's been months that you've been taking more and more money from me. I called you thousands of times. I told you my name, my national code. I sent you a fax. My wife and I talked thousands of times to you. I don't know how to cut off your damn company's services. No, I can't calm down. As you have seen, this was a played out scenario, but it's a scenario which is very similar to the reality. Within this documentary, you will see real cases with phone companies and chain stores such as Corte Inglés and with companies such as Endesa. You will see how people standing up against these huge companies are treated and how they struggle to get any cooperation.
Contra unos titanes, unas corporaciones contra las que no se puede hacer prácticamente nada.
The deceived. The telephone. All the operators are busy. How many times have we felt unable facing big companies and corporations? Today, it is normal to wait many minutes in order to talk to the IVR system or to the wrong section of a company that takes more and more of our time. The big companies use complicated tricks to defend themselves against their users. What can we do? Is there any way to get rid of these companies? In this documentary, we'll get to know some examples, hoping that they could help the spectators not to feel deceived.
Say the purpose of your call, please. Complaint.
My name is Mercedes. 50 years ago, my mother paid for a life insurance. They raised the tariff without informing us. I have insurance, but if there's something to change, they inform me. We first thought that they could have mistaken. We called the company to know the reason, whether there's been a mistake in the policy of January. They told us no, no, not at all. The insurance you asked for was a family unit. A family unit? But my mother's living alone. I think they deal with the civil department of FACUA because they give us no answers.
In Seville, we go to the central office of FACUA, a consumer rights protection organization against swindler companies.
There are some insurances that raise their tariffs annually within no regular formula, without informing their customers some months earlier. When an insurance company tells us we will have 20% augmentation in our tariff, a customer can oppose of not having been informed 2 months earlier. In this case, the insurance company has to apply the earlier tariff for the customer. Even if the insured has a better offer among the companies, he can demand to leave insurer because his contract is over.
My name is Raul Del Pino. On September the 12th, 2012, I had a cerebral hemorrhage because of an aneurysm, a small saccule formed in the artery. until it cracked and my life was endangered. The death expectancy in these cases is 60%, but I had a personal insurance from Aegon Company. The emergency doctor called the insurance company and they asked him to send me to Monte Principe Hospital. Everything was going well, until the moment when Aegon sent a letter to the hospital to tell them that this person is not covered by our insurance anymore. That means I had no insurance, and I had to get by it myself. My wife called them to ask for explanations, but the civil department of Aegon said they had nothing to explain, because they had already dismissed me, but they would send us a letter later. But I was between life and death. Each hour passing reduced my hope of staying alive. My wife talked to the hospital director, and they told her, if you want us to do his surgical operation, you must pay 40,000 euros to the hospital's account. Otherwise, they would leave me out of the hospital. Finally, we accepted to pay the sum they asked for. My operation took about 5 hours, and finally it was successful. A day later, September the 21st, I received a letter that they would pay for the anesthesia and the surgeon, but they would not cover the vascular implant expenses. The vascular implant operation cost 22,000 euros. I had to ask friends and relatives to help me pay the operation expenses. They didn't dare dismiss us of their insurance coverage, because in this case, they would have committed a big crime. If we had recourse to Welfare Bureau, the expenses would have been much cheaper. They only had to open the skull and implement a clamp costing 3 euros, so we didn't have to pay so expensive costs. This insurance company, besides leaving me to die in the hospital, cost us so much money. They played with my life.
Raúl resorted to the General Office of Insurance, an organization that intercedes between the insured and the insurer in case there was a problem. About Raúl's case, they offered him no solution.
I'm in debt right now. I can't pay the costs of trial failure. If I was sure of winning the court, I would surely not let them go off with it. But I can't risk. If I lose the court, I should pay all its expenses and the advocate. In fact, I'm in debt right now and can't proceed.
OCU, the biggest institute for the protection of consumer rights in Spain. It has more than 300,000 employees and a troop of lawyers and specialists who have fought for consumer rights every day since 1975.
Lawyers of big companies always know all the ways to evade the law, because they always deal with these issues. However, if we look for and consult an experienced lawyer, since Spain has good lawyers in this field, and also a special consumers organization handling these issues, the success is possible, and we can win.
During all this time, we tried to call you. We called, but couldn't even talk to Consumer Defense. They had always promised that they would mail us. We're connected to your mail, but this connection stays off phone or email.
Nunca hemos pasado la barrera de las teleoperadoras.
A lady, always by correspondence. She doesn't come down to hear the consumers.
No.
Siempre por escrito. Vamos, él no va a tener aquí las personas.
I need one of your personnel to handle my complaint. I won't move from here. I'll stay all day here until someone handles my problem. It's up to you.
Before we go, we decide to take a picture of the exterior facade of the building. Strangely, some people come to us. Apparently, our camera is more important to them than an unsatisfied consumer. But as soon as they understand that we are filming a documentary, they accept us to hold the prestige.
These men were so polite to me. I don't know. They told me they would listen to me. They were compelled to see what we were doing. You're listening to us with a smile on your faces. No, This is the way we treat our consumers. But by the door, they told me they couldn't accept me. When I was by the door, someone came out. So why didn't they accept me before this?
After all the efforts we made, Raul had no way but to complain to the courts against the company. This is not an easy way, and so many people don't do it.
In one of the letters that Aegon sent me, they reminded me that in 2012, they had expensed 300,000 euros for surgical operations with 912 euros of annual insurance premium. I was covered by Aegon since I was 6. Now I'm 42, which means I have been insured for 36 years, but I never used it because I didn't even have a cold to see a doctor. Then what about all the money I paid during these years? I had to accept.
For a long time now, the insurance companies don't fulfill their contract obligations. They don't take responsibility. The insurance sector is so troublesome. There are a lot of complaints. We're always content from our insurance when it's cheap and remark that we have no problems. In fact, the problems emerge in delivery time or an accident. In this case, we should see whether they react fast enough and without any problem.
Soy Antonio Baglietto Gómez y soy usuario de Endesa. Pues mi problema es que durante...
I'm Anthony Gomez, the consumer of Eldesa. My problem is that during 5 or 6 months, my electric bill was 0 kilowatts. The next bills were 5 or 10 euros until I received bills with 1,500, 1,800, and about 200 euros. So I had to ask for a cost division so that they wouldn't take the money from my account. Since it was a technical problem, I thought that if I talked to them, I would solve the problem.
Hablándolo con ellos, se podría solucionar porque era un problema simplemente técnico, ¿no?